The Burlington, Vermont City Council met this week and approved several routine ordinance changes. Councilors also heard an update on police transformation initiatives and discussed what to do about graffiti in the city center. Tension between the City of Burlington activists and the police department has built for over a year. A police transformation joint committee was formed at the end of June 2020. It has hired consultants to review policing and draft strategies for policing in Burlington. During Monday's meeting, committee chair Ward 1 Progressive Zariah Hightower updated interactions with the consultants.
They're really supposed to be getting community feedback. They're supposed to draft a strategy for continuous community input into a methodical transition to public safety. Switching to CNA is a larger contract. They're supposed to reevaluate the public safety needs in Burlington and reassess the role of BPD. The final report is supposed to provide a recommended menu of city services to add or enhance or to reduce or remove. An analysis of the benefits and barriers to policing alternatives. So it's supposed to provide some options.
Councilors also heard a presentation on a graffiti removal initiative. Mayor Merle Weinberger and the city's chief administrative officer had tasked business support director Kara Al-Naswari with addressing complaints and concerns over an increase in graffiti, especially in the downtown core.
Phase one involves hiring a team temporarily to address the current situation and try and ameliorate and remediate it. And then moving forward to try and put in a lasting solution to assess graffiti as it comes up.
During public comments, resident Lila Fortunoff criticized the city's focus on graffiti.
There is a history of graffiti being undesirable because it's directly tied to anti-Black racism. It's not surprising that the city wants to prioritize getting rid of the graffiti because it's going to look nicer for tourists, but I would love to know how much money is going to be spent on this. Graffiti is just going to continually be a problem.
Our next speaker will be Dan Cunningham.
Graffiti is not art when it's done on other people's property. It's a crime. It's damaging property, and it's costing individuals and business owners significant time and money.
Burlington Business Association Executive Director Kelly Devine weighed in.
People have said, wow, downtown doesn't look as nice anymore. And I think there's room for both art, which the plan calls for, as well as cleaning up graffiti. Downtown Burlington, I often think of as our community living room. And while some members of our community don't have a problem with graffiti, you know, some of the messages, you know, could be offensive to some folks. I think it's really important that we look at it as a community initiative.
Al-Naswari emphasized they are just initiating work to deal with graffiti, and future work will include more community input.
This memo is simply addressing phase one right now, which is the actual physical cleanup of the city and the amount of graffiti that, again, has accumulated over the past year. In terms of how the city's going to be handling graffiti moving forward, at the bottom of the memo, I suggest that we bring in youth organizations, members from the arts community. More voices at the table will be helpful in terms of how the community views graffiti and the best way moving forward that includes all of these perspectives.
Councilors approved the reports and placed them on file. You can watch the full Burlington City Council meeting at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.